Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Get Healthy Now with Denise Thompson, certified health and wellness coach, nurse, fitness trainer, educator, speaker, and best-selling author. Today I'm going to have a very special friend on the show with me. His name is Anthony Camacho. Until he gets here, I'm going to start introducing him to you, so when he is here, we can then just start going to the interview and start going into questions. Anyway, Anthony Camacho, also known as the Hitman, has earned his nickname not from the gang life he escaped as a teen, but for his ability to turn cold into sold. Anthony has worked with startups to $40 million small businesses in sales and performance mentor to everyday entrepreneurs as well as Fortune 500 companies. The founder and creator of the Top Producer Factory, Anthony has personally called millions of dollars in sales using techniques and strategies which he freely shares from stage. A former Dale Carnegie coach and certified self-sales coach through the Institute for Professional Excellence in Coaching, Anthony, father of 37 years old, has 20 years of experience in cold calling, generating new prospects, bringing in new business, closing deals, and managing sales terms. Working with corporate clients, executives, and small business rock stars, Anthony is currently in tour in the USA and Australia, delivering sales and leadership seminars and keynote talks. Based in Southern California, Anthony is a father of four girls. He's also a yogi pursuing the lifestyle of Bikram yoga in his downtime. Besides all that, he is a triple best-selling author, soon to be quadruple best-selling author. He wrote the three books, Your Amazing Itty Bitty Little Black Book of Sales, Your Amazing Itty Bitty Little Black Book of Sales Quotes, and Your Amazing Itty Bitty Little Black Book of Success for Sales Leaders. So those are small books, but they are so powerful and so great. And when he's on, I want him to talk about him for a little bit. So, yeah, that's the Hitman for me. I've known Anthony for a few years now. We attended some of the same seminars. We've been writing our best-selling books with the same company. Mine is Your Amazing Itty Bitty Stress Reduction Book, 15 Key Steps to Reduce Stress and Increase Health. And they're all available on Amazon.com. And the easiest way to find them is just to put in the last name. For example, for my friend Anthony, just put in Anthony Camacho in the search engine and his three books are going to pop up. And you can choose which one or all three that you want. And the same with me, just spell Denise Thompson, that's T-H-O-M-S-O-N, in the search engine and my book pops up and you can have it either in paperback or in Kindle form. It's entirely up to you. So let me see. I see. Hello, Anthony, are you here? Hello? Anthony?
Yes, hi, how are you?
Oh, hi, I got you. It's so cool. How are you today?
Absolutely fantastic. Just in Hollywood right now, seeing a couple of clients and doing some cold calls, Hitman style.
Wow. Yeah, I just did your little bio, and I introduced you as a big hot shot for cold calling. And I also introduced a little bit of your little three black books that you wrote, and I said I wanted you to talk about it, so we're going to go into that in just a little bit. So first of all, thank you so much for coming on today and just helping me make this a fun episode. And you know, the main goal behind the whole thing is healthy body, healthy mind, and healthy finances. And when I looked through your information, I actually saw that we can relate to all three of those together. And so that's going to be even more exciting. Tell me a little bit about your last show that you did with Diane Forster. Just give me a couple of quick, you know, pieces of information so people kind of know a little bit. You're on different shows. You're on a lot of shows. You're doing so much. So just talk a little bit about yourself for a minute.
Oh, sure. Well, first of all, I'd like to first acknowledge you and thank you so much for having me part of your show. You are an inspiration to me. You are constantly changing people's lives, constantly trying to improve people's health. You yourself are a go-getter. You're promoting your book, you're promoting your show, you're promoting your health benefits that you share with everybody. And I just wanted to say thank you so much for making this world a better place.
Oh, thank you. It's my privilege. I think you know how this came all about with me, don't you?
I kind of knew, but please touch on it.
Okay, well, my husband asked me in 2009 if he could take in his father to die at home, because his father had Alzheimer's, dementia, was an amputee, and had serious diabetes. And it was not easy, but with lots of prayer and goodwill and knowing that God's always on our side, I decided he could do that. So we had him, instead of the 2 weeks to 2 months that the doctors gave him to live, we had him for 6 years. So you can tell it added a lot of stress, because it is not easy to take care of a gentleman who's in his mid to late 80s and an amputee, always strong-willed and everything else. So I let go of myself. I was just really, I felt like I was the third wheel on the wagon and didn't have any choice in anything, which was my perception and totally wrong, because it was never intended that way. Looking back, right, I can see it now and say it, but at that point I was different and I wasn't as strong as I am now. So after
well,
my father-in-law passed.
Congratulations for that, for being a strong person, and then being an actual living example of that today.
Yeah. So once he passed, I decided it's my turn to do something for myself. And that's when I found this amazing program. I've done everything under the sky to try to lose right. weight. And that's exactly what it was. I lost it and I gained it back and sometimes doubled it back. And now I learned how to change my habits. And I've been keeping it down for 2 years already. And I feel so much better. And that's why I'm passionate about what I'm doing as a certified health coach, with my past as a nurse, as a fitness trainer, as an educator, as a speaker. I've had my radio show here now for almost four years. Oh my gosh, in April it's 4 years.
Congratulations.
And then the book and stuff.
4-year anniversary.
So, yeah, so life is really, really good. And then having different people coming on and sharing, that makes my life even more fun, because I love to learn. My motto is, the day I do not get to learn anything new, digging 6 feet under. So you're giving me a chance to learn something new every day with your posts or with you being here. I just really, I am so impressed with who you have become, because, I mean, I've known you now for how many years? 4, 5, 6
Ooh,
years?
About 5 years, 5, 6 years, yeah, actually, yeah.
Yeah, so with AG, it was, did I meet you through AG or through Susie?
I'm not sure. I think it might have been Susie Pruden.
Okay.
I believe.
Yeah. Our publisher. Yeah. So that was another thing that really helped. So anyways, you, as I said, you're traveling tremendously between Australia, Las Vegas, Italy. You were in Spain. Was that this year or last year?
I've actually been doing sales training in Australia for the last 2 years, and it's been just absolutely amazing doing sales training and sales leadership training. And it's just been a super blast. In this 2 years time, I've been able to travel to Australia about 8 times. It's just been phenomenal.
Wow, that's so cool. So do you use your little black books for your sales training?
Yes, I use my little black book for multiple things. I use it for sales training. I use it to get my foot in the door to have speaking engagements, to do workshops, to get clients. I've been able to close deals with my books to get $40,000 contracts. So just use it for multiple different things. I did a book signing in Washington, D.C. In October of 2018. That was really fun. And just enjoy just sharing with people some of the findings that I've had in sales. I've been in sales for 20 years, celebrating publishing my fifth book on sales. And the 4 books that I have, they're going to be going into a sales book series, and pretty soon we'll be able to get them into Barnes & Noble. So I'm really excited about that as well.
So, wow, that's amazing, because we know that the big bookstores and stuff didn't want any smaller books. So how did you get your book to go into Barnes & Noble?
Well, Susie Pruden and her company, her publishing company, basically, once you have a collection of books, so since I have 4 books that I want to put into this series, it was able to create one super sales book to start putting on the shelves.
It's so cool, man. Let me know when it's out. I want to go see it. I mean, I got all your little books already, you know. I mean, I want to learn from you. Oh, thanks.
Oh, yes. Thank you so much.
That's great to support one another.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's been fun. Next week I'll be doing a guest lecturer at the University of Riverside. I've been asked to guest lecture there. It's going to be my 3rd time that I've done some sales training for some students at the University of Riverside. So I'll be doing that next week. Very excited about doing that. Just a bit of work with young people, and just kind of help them acquire a skill set that I believe that every business owner, entrepreneur needs to be very up on their skills for sales. And what better way to kind of encourage these young people to hone these skills for whatever profession they choose.
Absolutely. Well, that's pretty amazing to be asked to a college to go speak. Actually, I just was asked to go speak at the college in Northern California, and I'm going to be hosting a 10-week health course on how to be healthy, how to do things. And I go, oh, my gosh, I'm so scared. And then I said, you know what? Anthony started somewhere. Everybody I know started somewhere. Do you think they
Absolutely.
Weren't scared? Do it anyways. And so I said yes, and now I'm working on the lesson plans, get everything ready. So the first time I'm going to fly up there so they can see me and can see my before and after, and that I'm real, that I'm not just a hyped up person who didn't do anything. And then I'm going to do the 8 in between via Zoom, I think. And then the last time I'm going to go back in and maybe hand them out the certificate or something. So I'm really working on it, and it's getting more and more exciting. Just the
go ahead. Continue, please.
No, I just wanted to say, you know, the more we do, the better we get at it, the less we have fear, the more we conquer fear, and the easier it is to accept something else and make something even better out of it, you know. And probably it took me 3 years till I write my little book. Why? Not because it was that difficult, but because I made it that difficult. I'm a perfectionist, and every time I learn something new, I want to have that new stuff in my book. Till Susie finally said, Denise, it's time to publish. You can always write another book. And then I go, wait a minute, Anthony already has 3 books out? Man, I need to get going there. Yeah.
One of the things that I've trained people on, whether they're going to do public speaking or whether they're going to do sales, if they're selling a product. What I always share with my students and clients over the years is that it's not about you. It's about the people you're dealing with. It's about the customers. So if you're going to go speak, if you're going to do a lecture or do a workshop or do a seminar, you have to remove the ego and tell yourself that you have a message that's going to help the people in the audience. And that message is going to impact them. It's going to make their lives better. And so you completely remove yourself and remove the ego from your delivery. And the same thing goes for sales when you're selling a product. When you're selling the product, whatever it is, whether you're selling a service, a widget, et cetera, it's about focusing on how that product is going to serve the customer. And once you can start tapping into that, it's all about my audience and it's all about the customer. That removes a lot of jitters. That removes a lot of fear of rejection. And that allows you to think from more of a servant standpoint than as opposed to a person or a mindset that's just trying to just make a deal or just, you know, make a few bucks. So that's
the mindset.
Yeah,
it's more like sharing and caring instead of selling and telling, right?
Exactly, exactly. And then people are more receptive to that type of selling style where you're genuinely interested in showing them the different ways that your product is going to better their life, better their health, better their way of being just all around. So that's kind of like the mindset I share with students and clients. And I use that as well.
Yeah.
I use that as well. You know, it's not about me. It's not about my product or service. It's not about my talk. It's about the message that's going to be conveyed that's important for the listeners to hear.
Right, right. Yeah, that's something that Mary Kay Ash always said. There are two radio stations. One of them is WFM, what's in it for me, and the other one is Wi-Fi, what's in it for you as the audience. And
right.
She always said, choose the Wi-Fi, you know, for you. Don't go about yourself because people don't care how much you know and what's going on until they know how much you care.
Absolutely.
And so I go, oh, yeah, it's true. So anyway, but talking about caring, I'm going to jump the gun here a little bit. And
sure.
If it gets too personal, please tell me to rephrase or something. But you are such an amazing person and you travel so much and you have four gorgeous daughters and a beautiful wife. How do they take it when you're gone so much? And you're welcome.
Well, thank you. That's a great question. One of the reasons why I got into this industry of having my own sales training company, doing seminars, speaking, and moving away from working for somebody is because if I have a business trip, if I have a seminar, I get to bring my family with me. So I've done seminars at the Wynn in Las Vegas. I don't know how many times I've done seminars at Pelican Hill, Newport Beach. I don't know how many times I've done seminars at the Langham Hotel in Pasadena. And so the benefit of being self-employed, owning your own company, performing your own seminars, is that I get to bring my family with me on vacation when I go to work. So,
that is so cool.
Yeah. So that's been one of the motivations for actually creating my own sales training company and doing my own seminars is like I get to bring my family along with me. I've even been able to bring them with me to Australia. So it's
wow.
It's great.
Are you home? I mean, is your wife homeschooling them or are you guys homeschooling them where they're in regular school and then you just pull them out?
Well, here's the thing. Because I get to choose my dates and I get to choose my seminar dates, et cetera, I get to do it around other responsibilities. So it doesn't really impact their day-to-day.
Wow. And yet you're giving them an experience that they cannot get any other way by traveling, doing things, learning different cultures, learning habits, learning to deal, respect, and accept other people. Man, that is huge.
Yeah, that was one of, like I said, one of the main motivations is because if I had to do a, if I was employed with somebody and they wanted to send me somewhere in the country, you know, it'd probably be a little bit difficult to be away from my family for so many days, but being self-employed and being able to pick the dates of my choosing for seminars, workshops in different parts of the country or even the world, I get to maneuver it so my family can enjoy it as well.
So you actually just answered my next question, but you might elaborate a little bit more. It was kind of like, how does the traveling affect your physical, mental, and financial health? And that goes into travel time, food, cultures, time change, whatnot. And then, of course, with your family together. So how do you want to, you can elaborate as much as you want on that one.
No, absolutely. It's another great question. So physical fitness is an extremely important part of my well-being, mentally, and then obviously physically, you know, you feel good. But, you know, you have to feel good about the way your physical appearance is. You know, if you feel good about yourself, then you have a better delivery when you're selling or a better delivery when you're speaking. So it's just a part of life. It's a lifestyle choice for me. If I don't go to the gym, I don't feel good, you know? So like, it's like the opposite for people who don't go to the gym and then they start going to the gym. It's like a drag. It's torture. It's just because it's just lifestyle. It's a lifestyle choice. So, the goal that I've had is to do, yoga, all over the world. So when I've been able to bring Tanya along with me, we've done yoga all over the country. We've done literally all over the U.S. and done yoga in different parts of Australia. And that's kind of like our go-to. We do yoga. And then usually when we're staying at a hotel, wherever I'm doing the event at, usually a five-star hotel, we're doing the seminar. There's a pretty robust weight room, and so I get to do weight. So on my travels, I'm constantly going to the gym before a workshop. I'll even go to the gym after I do a workshop or a seminar, and I feel great. It just feels great. It goes hand in hand to have the physical, financial, and the mental fitness. It's just the choice that I like.
Yeah, it's full circle that way, because you know that when one falls off the rocker, everything else falls out of balance. So when you go to the gym before your seminars and stuff, you're kicking in the positive adrenaline to be excited and to really deliver a great message. And when you go afterwards, you're going there to calm down, to digest what you've taken in, because you usually get something back from your audience, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's why it's so important to feel good. I have a quote, you know, it's feel good to sell great, you know. So feeling good, you know, making sure you're feeling good with exercise. And I'm not saying you have to have like this perfectly sculpted body. I'm talking about just going to the gym, going to do some yoga, going to do a jog, do some type of exercise that's going to make you feel good mentally, emotionally, physically. So therefore, when you have to go out and sell, you feel good about it, you know? You're not dragging your feet. You're not in a negative attitude. You're not in a low vibration. Physical fitness puts you in a high vibration. And people are energetic. So, you know, if you're going to do a public speaking, workshop, seminar, or day-to-day sales, people can feel that, you know, you're a pretty vibrant person, as opposed to maybe a sluggish, you know, kind of downer.
I have never seen you sluggish. I can honestly say that I have never seen you sluggish. You're always loaded with energy. And I go, you know, Vinny, I want to pull out the 10 cc or 20 cc of your energy and inject it in myself. So I'm doing much better, but you just hit the nail right on the head. My husband and I used to go swim a mile every day, and we did great.
Oh,
and we were energized and everything was amazing till September of 2017. That was after my father-in-law had passed 2 years later, and we got back from our trip to Switzerland to visit all my old relatives in their 80s and 90s, and three of them passed since then. And then we found that our daughter ruined one side of the duplex, totally ruined it. So we've been going up there every weekend to work, and the whole week we work down here, and we haven't had time for the gym. And I can tell you that year and a half that I have not been at the gym, yeah, I kept my weight down, but I still don't feel as same energized as I do when I go exercise. So from today on, I need to go and do something again, no matter where I am, even if it's just an hour walk or something. Yep.
Yes,
so because that
absolutely.
makes such a huge difference, just to be mentally healthy, and motion does help mental skill set, you know. So it's cool. What else do you want to share from your trips that you think you can put value on with your marketing and everything you do? Just shoot from the hip. Actually, that's a women's term, but still.
No, it's fine. I like that term. I use that term as well. Just to encourage all entrepreneurs, sales professionals out there, authors, get out there and go meet people and go make some friends, go create some relationships, go create some business. No one's going to promote you except yourself. So if you're shy about promoting yourself, don't expect anyone else to promote yourself. You have to go out there with the mentality that people need to know your name, whether you do business with them or not, you know. And you have to know that not every interaction is going to be a sale, but you can create some good relationships and friendships out there. And from those relationships and friendships, you can create referrals and ask for referrals. So just to continuously promote your books, promote your workshops, promote your business, promote your services. Don't be shy about it. You know, I mean, there's a way to do things. You can do it in a very pompous, arrogant way, or you can do it and say, hey, you know, I'm going to just share with you the latest and greatest. Hey, I'm just having fun doing XYZ. I'm doing a bestseller campaign for my third published book. I got the 5 books published. The first 2 books that I published, they made bestseller. The Little Black Book of Sales made bestseller. And then the Little Black Book of Sales for Leaders, for Sales Managers. So those 2 books made it a bestseller. So now I'm working on my 3rd book to make that a bestseller. That's a Little Black Book of Sales Quotes. So the first 2 books, Little Black Book of Sales, bestseller. Little Black Book for Sales Managers, bestseller. Now I'm working on the Little Black Book of Sales Quotes, and I'm going to be pushing that bestseller campaign March 7th, where you're familiar with this, that we can get our books, we can advertise our books for 99 cents. So when I was in Australia, I shot a video in front of the Sydney Opera House, that very iconic building that you see in I don't know how many different movies. It was also in Tom Cruise's Mission Impossible. You can see the Sydney Opera House right behind him in one of the end scenes. And so I did a video out there talking about my bestseller campaign for my 3rd published book. So, you know, take every opportunity, every experience to share, market, advertise, you know, have a great thought, a great share, you know, don't be shy, just go share it. And the other thing too, is like everyone gets into that mode of, oh, it has to be perfect, has to be perfect. And we have to remember we're just human and not everything's going to come out completely perfect. You know, life isn't scripted. Right? Life isn't scripted. And so sometimes your sales presentation is going to be perfectly scripted. Sometimes your workshops or your seminars are not going to be scripted. So therefore, you have to have, I'm not saying go out there blind, but have a general idea, bullet points of a presentation or a video or a seminar, and then get the energy from your clients or people you're selling to, or get energy from the people in the room, and just be genuine and honest and sincere and make your delivery. you know. But so many times we are our worst enemies when it comes to sales. We talk ourselves out of more deals than anything else. We come up the objections before the customer even comes up with the objections.
Isn't that true?
So we're afraid to ask, huh? Yeah, sometimes we're afraid to ask for the business, you know. And it's like, here's the thing: if you don't ask, you don't get. So the other thing is too, if you're out of sight, you're out of mind.
Yeah, you actually just hit on the very, very frail nail with your hammer right there. The thing with that college that I'm going to go to, I only know my friend who's the vice principal. I don't know anybody else. I know what she's told me. But for my entire life, I've been having those issues. I'm such a shorty. Nobody takes me seriously because all my other siblings are taller than I am.
Oh,
and
wow.
I go, wait a minute, I got to get over that chatter in my head. It's not the physical height that matters. It's the mental skill set. It's the heart. It's the sharing that weighs
mm-hmm.
much more than my physical size. And so mm-hmm. that gives me a little bit of courage, but I go, oh, my gosh, I wish I had Anthony in the back of my head when I'm up there.
So that's one of the things I also provide clients is coaching around presentations, you know, and to get into the right mindset to present a product, get in the right mindset to speak in front of people. And that's just some of the tricks that I've learned along the way, being in sales for 20 years and doing my business, owning my company for the last 6 years, doing sales training, you know, internationally. So it's just a fun thing, and I really feel like it's my calling in life, to help people and to help them make more money and so they can have a better lifestyle. But not just that, but kind of give them the mindset to go along with the money and the mindset to go along with the lifestyle.
See, and now you're talking 100% my language, because there are people who have more months than money. There are
mm-hmm.
others who have more money than months. Well, we know which ones we want to be. You probably are already. I'm getting there. I'm lucky that my husband is making decent money. So he considers it a hobby. For me, it's actually a business because I'm taking it seriously and I love what I'm doing. And I want to have on that tombstone or whatever it's going to be, you know, that I cared about others, that I led by example, because that is the most important thing that we can do. So, all right, you already said something about the book next Thursday when it's going to be promoted for the 24 hours.
Yeah,
so all our listeners can go to Amazon.com that day and look for Anthony Camacho's third book that's going to be bestseller only on March 27th for the 24 hours for 99 cents on Kindle form. And I think we can post something on Facebook so it's easier for them to go there, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So I already shot a video on my timeline. And I'll be sharing
okay.
it on different groups. But there's a video. And then in that video, there's a link to buy the book on Amazon for 99 cents on March 7th.
Oh, cool. So if you could send me that link, I'll put it on my page too.
Absolutely.
So we can promote that book and get you there. And definitely want to make sure that you sell tons of books because they are fun, actually. I never thought that a small book like this can have that much information and yet be so much fun to read. You know,
Thank
more
you so
people
much.
Should buy them. Yeah, more people should buy them and make the best out of it. I actually use my own for myself, the stress reduction thing, and I start almost everything I do now with deep breathing to just collect myself, to center myself. And then I have a lot more courage, and I don't focus on myself then. I just let it go. It's all about the other person that I'm talking to, you know. I go, right. Wow, this is pretty cool. So, yeah, it helps, and I'm going to be reading the other one that's coming out next Thursday. I'm going to be reading that quickly to inhale. What else do you want to share, number one bestseller in two or three books already, or fourth one soon, and super great in putting cold to sold with your cold calls and stuff, and all your leadership trainings. Your leadership trainings are different from Mark Rabbit's, correct?
Yes. They're a little bit different, but I'll tell you one thing about Mr. Mark Rabbit is a gentleman that I look to for leadership, and a gentleman that I highly admire. And there's not a lot of people that I'll look to for leadership advice, but Mark Rabbit's definitely one of them.
He is, and I took his course. I took 12 weeks at least, if not more, and it really has helped me. It definitely helped me come out of the dark corner in the church and hiding as a little mouse there. I am actually not afraid anymore. Most of the times I can say what I think and speak up, and that's because of you and AG and Susie and Mark and some others that we know who have set the examples and have lived by them. And that's what I look for. People who don't just talk, but they walk the talk.
Yeah.
They actually do what they say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Mark Rabbit's been a dear friend, mentor, and a great leader. Yeah, Mark Rabbit's a great man.
Yeah, he is, absolutely. Yeah. Anything else we want to add to this, or do you want to talk about a free gift you want to offer for the people who listened here?
Actually, what I wanted to share, another good point I wanted to share with your listeners and the things I share with my clients and my students is you have to sell yourself first on you. You have to sell yourself on you first. You need to believe in yourself first. You need to believe that you can have success. And that's one of the things that I do help mentor sales professionals, entrepreneurs, is I help them sell themselves on themselves. I know that sounds kind of funny, sell themselves on themselves, but it's really true. Because if you don't believe in yourself or believe that you can do it, then you can't, because you're not going to make yourself a liar. If your mind says you can't do it, then you won't be able to do it. So you have to be able to visualize the success in your mind. You have to be able to visualize the success, visualize getting to that decision maker, visualize closing the deal, visualize getting that commission check. You have to visualize all these wins. And if you can see it in your mind's eye, then you could create an emotion, and then it becomes real. And so many times we are bogged down by negative emotions is because of negative thought. So negative thought actually manifests into emotions, and therefore that stifles your sales performance. It stifles your mind to do good business. It stifles your ability to present well, to sell well. And so one of the things I just want to capitalize on is, you know, I coach people and help people be able to visualize and to manifest real life results do that power of the mind. And the reason I share that practice is because that's what I do. I actually use that practice. I do meditation every morning. I do yoga at least 4 times a week. And just things to create new emotions and new thoughts in my mind so I can manifest, you know, because there's more negative chatter running around than there is good. So we need to transform our mindset.
Big time. And that's something I've been learning lately.
Mm-hmm.
It's always been, and I'm working and I'm fighting it emotionally, mentally. Always, your brothers are better than you are. Mm-hmm. Oh, your brothers are, they can do more than you can. Oh, da da da. And I go, where is this coming from? I know for a fact that my parents love me. I mean, yes. They loved me. My biological mom did, but I was 10 months old when she passed, and my dad did, and he passed in 2011. But my bonus mom is still here, and she's going to be 89 in June, and she loves me, and we're going to go home to celebrate with her. And so it's a lot of fun. But again, yes, it's that mental thing. When she saw me 2 years ago, September of 2017, she goes, "Oh my God, did you have lap band surgery?" And I go, "No way, why? You're so skinny." I said, "I'm taking care of myself." "No, you had surgery." I go, "No." So that stuff is haunting me, and I am working every day with something positive to let that go. Because it's not serving me. I cannot serve anybody else with that stinking thinking mindset. I need to get all of that needs to go out and focus on the positive.
Absolutely.
So do you, do you do any breathing exercises with any of your clients or just for yourself to calm down? Or
if my clients are open to that, yes, absolutely. Taking through some meditation, some breathing techniques. I usually recommend some type of exercise mentally or physically that they need to incorporate to be able to boost their sales and boost their sales presentations or their workshops. You know, you got to feel good. You got to feel good inside first, you know. You got to feel good inside first before you can make an impact on the outside. At least you can make a greater impact if you feel better about yourself. I mean, you can still make an impact if you don't feel that great about yourself. But imagine if you felt even better about yourself, how more of an impact you can create.
It's kind of like the mirror image, though. People look in the mirror. I mean, they see you even sharper than you see yourself. And so if you're coming across as happy and savvy and knowing what you're doing, they feel it and they soak it up. But if you're standing there like, I don't know what I'm doing, they pick that up too, and then you have lost them already.
Exactly. But I do have a free gift for your listeners, if you want me to share that.
Okay.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you a link, and it's a link to a survey about their biz, their sales. And if they fill the survey out and they send it in, I will give each person who fills out a survey a 30-minute strategy session on how to increase their business. So it's not to sell you. It's not one of those conversations where I'm going to sell you on anything. This is a conversation that we're going to have about really figuring out how we can get some more revenue into your business. So that's what I'm going to be offering. So I'm going to share the link with you, and then you can post the link in this thread regarding this call. And my gift. That's my gift. Yep.
Thank you.
Yep. And it's a $500 value. So it's a 30-minute call. It's $500 value that I'm going to be gifting your listeners for free.
Okay, and did I have the link somewhere here already? Let me see.
I'm gonna send it to you.
Fantastic. And then I will put that below. I will add it in the thing that we just added, and then post a gift for everybody who listened. No, actually, I need to see how I can. I will need to figure out how I can put that. I can't put it in a transcript anymore because we just held the show, I can't do that. But below.
Right. So another way we could do it is you've posted, you've advertised our talk a few times. So what I'm going to do is just I'll post that survey, and then you could post it as well in those different sharings that you've done. So I know you posted in the Itty Bitty group. I posted in my Write Your Own Paycheck group on my timeline. So in the thread, I'll go ahead and post the link, and then you can do the same.
Okay, that's awesome. Yeah, I did in an Empowered Woman with Desiree Dubrow. Do you know her?
Yes, the name sounds familiar.
Okay, she is the one who got me actually into AG's seminar in 2015 before my father-in-law was gone. Yeah, and because she was a speaker, so she had an extra ticket, and she says, Denise, I want you to go.
That's so awesome.
Yes. And I met her through Robbie Motter.
Right? You know, that's so funny. You never know what it's going to happen when you invest in yourself. You never know that if going to that seminar is going to change your life. You never know if buying that workshop or getting that coach is going to impact your life. That's just so important. I'll share with people another last tip is you can never go wrong with investing in your mind, in your personal and professional development. That's the greatest, absolute greatest investment. Because if you kind of invest in yourself, you know, what are you going to invest in? You know, when we all pass away, you know, from this life, you know, we're not taking our houses, we're not taking our cars, we're not taking our suits, we're not taking our jewelry. What we're going to be taking is our life experiences and how we've created an awareness within ourselves, within our mind, to have a richer and greater fulfilling life.
Absolutely. And those are things that nobody can take from us.
Absolutely. That's what I'm saying. You never know which coach is going to change your life, what program is going to change your life, you know, personal, professional development. Can't go wrong. And everyone needs to know that you're worth it. Just think about all the other stuff that you finance on credit cards, you know, that stuff that's you're probably not going to be able to take with you. But if you invest in yourself, that's a good way to invest your money.
That's so true. You know, I can see that people have a very interesting way of looking at things.
Yeah.
Just generally speaking, they go, I just had somebody, and I'm not giving names or anything, who said, I need to lose 50 pounds. What does your program cost? I go, hold on. There is no one size fits all. I need to know a mm-hmm. little bit about you. It's kind of mm-hmm. like when you go to the doctor, you don't just call the doctor and say, hey, doctor, give me something. I want to lose 50 pounds. He wants to do a blood work, and he wants to figure out why you're overweight. He wants to figure out what else needs to be done. And I'm not doing blood tests, but we are doing mm-hmm. health assessments to figure mm-hmm. out. So I said, well, we need to talk first so I can understand your reason, and then I can
yep.
see if I can help you or not. And
yep.
she goes, well, I want to know how much it is. And I said, I can't tell you how much it is till I know what you need. Well,
yep,
then I'm
exactly.
not interested in it. I go, okay, I'm sorry. Thank you for talking with me. Have a great day. I mean, I'm not going to shoot myself in the foot. We have things for pregnant women, for nursing moms. We have things
yeah.
for diabetics.
You did
we
that.
Have things for so many.
You did that correct. You did that the right way.
Yeah.
You did that the right way.
Yeah. So I just go, wow, this is interesting.
Yeah. So thank you so much for having me on your show. It's been fun. Thank you so much for your time. I'm so excited for all your accomplishments with your book and your health business. Keep up the good work. And yes, you are as great as your brothers.
Thank you. And before I forget, I did put down your email address and your topproducerfactory.com and your phone number if they want to contact you. And I have my
yes.
email address and my phone number with voicemail and text if they want to contact me and be on a show or have questions or suggestions or whatnot so they can get a hold of us. And then
right.
when I have
so,
your link, I will add that.
Right. So for people to get a hold of me via email, it's hitman@camachocoaching.com. Again, that's hitman@camachocoaching.com. Contact me. And it's okay. And you can contact me on just Anthony Camacho, also on Instagram, Anthony Camacho. If you want to look up a website, it's anthonycamacho.com. So,
yes,
again,
I got it from
fun.
Your bio. I got it
yeah,
from your
perfect.
Bio, and it says hitman@anthonycamacho.com, and you just said hitman@camachocoaching.com.
Yeah.
So it's a
Thank
different
so
email.
Much. Yeah, it's all there. It's all there. But thank you so much, Denise. This was so much fun. Looking forward to doing one again if you're up to it. This is really fun.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. This worked out really great, and I appreciate you being on time and sharing so much valuable information. And I'm definitely going to be excited to get your book on March 7th for the 99 cents on Amazon to get your bestseller. And
I
can't wait to see all those bestsellers across your books, you know. So anyway, thanks a million, and let's keep in touch and support one another. And I really, really appreciate you having been on here with me today. And I wish you and your family the best of health and a most wonderful day. And look forward to hearing from you later again.
All right. Thank you so much. Have a great week.
All right. Thanks, you too.
Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye.
All right. See you.